We're now at the fourth wide line, the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Gimel and Aleph. The Rabbanan Lahecha Ozlu. So, where did Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah go after they were safe from the furnace? They were saved miraculously, and then we don't hear from them again. So, there are different opinions about what happened to them. So, Amar, Rav says, Ba'ayin Hara Meh, so they died because of an Ayin Hara. Shmulmar baroque tavu. Shmuel says they died. They drowned in spittle. And Rav Yochanan says alu le'eretz Yisrael v'nasu nashim v'alidu banim banos. Rav Yochanan says they went up to Eretz Yisrael. They married women and they had children. So Rav and Shmuel say they basically died. And Rav Yochanan said happy ending. What's going on over here? So seems that the Ayin Hara and the drowning and spittle seem to be two sides of the same coin. The Baisha talks with the Maral talk about this. And that is that everyone, Rav said they died by an Ayin Hara, that they all were, everyone's like, wow, they were saved from this fire. And they were looking at them, like, these people are amazing. And because of that, there was an Ayin Hara. The people looked negatively towards them and they suffered from an Ayin Hara and they died. Shmuel says that what it means that they drowned in spittle, that the nations of the world were basically embarrassing or disgracing the rest of the Jewish people because the rest of them bow down to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah did not. So even though they were good, but it made the rest of Bnei Israel look bad until it was just too much for them. So according to, it's really two sides of the same coin. People were jealous of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and it made the Jewish people look bad for the same reason, and therefore they died. And what you could say is that you know, they seem to have done the right thing. They didn't bow down to the idol. Why is that bad? So maybe if either you could say, well, this is just what happens. It was the lesser of two evils, their choice, but whatever they're going to choose, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, something bad was going to happen to them at the end. Either they're going to be punished for bowing down to the idol, or they would suffer this fate because they didn't bow down to the idol. You could say, though, that maybe there's another option. If they were the leaders of the Jewish people, maybe they should have taken a stronger stance to try to protest the rest of the Bnei Israel not bowing down. So maybe that was what they should have done as leaders. But Rav Yochanan thinks that they were at a high level, therefore they went to Eretz Yisrael. And they were on a new, holier level. That's what the Maral says, so therefore they went up to Eretz Yisrael. The Machleir Chaim has a different explanation. He wants to say that they were upset because once they were given the option to give up their lives, they wanted to give up their lives. They wanted to die. And it would have been a greater Kiddush Hashem had they died. They wanted to die al Kiddush Hashem. And that's why they were upset. It's a little bit of a fatalistic approach. But okay, this is what happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And again, the Gemara then says, Ketanai, this is like a Machlokes Tanaim. Rav Elazar says, Bayin Hara Meh. So Rav Elazar said they died by Ayin Hara. Rav Yishua Omer Baruch Tavu. Rav Yishua said they drowned in spittle. And Chamei said, Alu Le'eretz Yisrael V'nasu Nashim V'holi Banim Banos. They made aliyah, they married women, and they had children. Shnemar Shema Na Yoshua Kohen Agadol Atav Erecha Yoshi Mofalechki Anshe Mofes Hema. So the angel of God says to Yoshua Kohen Gadol, who's in Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of the Second Temple period, and he says, you and your friends who are sitting in front of you, listen, because they are Anshe Mofes. They are people of Mofes. They are people about whom miracles were performed. Ezo Hema Nashim Nashlohem Mofes. Who are the men about whom miracles were done? If miracles were done to them, heavy Omer, I would say, Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now, the Gemara wants to know, well, we know that around the time of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, there was another famous leader in the king's court, and that is Daniel. Daniel, hey, Hananiah, where was Daniel during this whole time? Why were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah thrown into this fiery furnace? But Daniel was not. So, Amar Rav says, the Mikra Nahara, Rabba B'Tveria. So he was going to dig and to try to find this big river, and to, I guess, and to dig a canal in a big river by Tveria. Shmuel says, Lasuya Bizra de Aspasta. He wanted to bring aspasta seeds. It's a type of animal food. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Lasuya Chazire de Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. He wanted to bring some pigs from Alexandria in Egypt in order to raise them. They can raise pigs in Bavel. So Mar says, Ini, is that really true? Could it be possible that the Nile is bringing pigs out of Mitzrayim in order to raise babies? Vatanan, and behold, we learn the Mishnah. Todos HaRofi Omer, Todos the doctor said, Ein Parah V'Chazir Yotzeh Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim Shein Chotchim Ha'Eim Shelah B'Shul Shelo Teled. That the Egyptians were not letting people take out pigs from their country unless they had removed their reproductive organs so that the pigs won't give birth. Because the Egyptians wanted the pigs to remain, these were like special pigs, wanted them to remain in Egypt. So how could Daniel escape Egypt with all these pigs? So when it says Zutri I see below Daite, he took small pigs without their knowing. And they thought he was just gonna take them out to eat, but he actually brought them, therefore they didn't cut their reproductive organs. Therefore Daniel raised pigs, these pigs outside Egypt. Of course, you're not allowed to, there's a halacha. We don't return. We're generally not returning to Egypt. There's a prohibition to go back to Egypt. There's a general question: how could those who lived in Egypt, how could they have lived in Egypt? So that's a question. The Rambam who lived in Egypt, but regarding Daniel, so many of the Farshim say that he just went for business. So that's certainly not a problem. What are these examples of Daniel making a water channel? In Tveria, getting animal food or getting these pigs. In the Chiddushei Malbim, he says, according to all the Amoraim, Daniel went to prepare for the second Geula that was going to come at the end of the 7 years of Golus Babel. And according to Rav, he was trying to make sure that Eretz Yisrael had a water source, a good water source. And according to Shmuel, he went to make sure there was a lot of animal food for the animals, that they would produce milk and butter. And Korav Yochanan, Daniel knew if there was a war between Bavel and Mitzrayim in Egypt, that what's in the middle of Bavel in Egypt? Eretz Yisrael. Then Eretz Yisrael would be attacked. Therefore, he brought I guess these were prize pigs, and maybe Bavel would want to attack Egypt for these pigs. So they don't brought them to Bavel, so we're not concerned that Bavel's going to try to conquer Eretz Yisrael. But what we see from here, according to Chiddushei Malbim, is it's a very beautiful idea that Nebuchadnezzar basically thought the relationship between God and the Jewish people was over after all the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And that's why he said, okay, everyone's got to bow down to my idol. And if you don't, we're going to put you to death. And that's why Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the furnace. He thought this was the end. And as he thinks this is so, what's going on? Just the opposite. He thinks this is the end, and meanwhile, Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah are saved from the furnace. Simultaneously, we just learned that Yechezkel at this time is resurrecting people from the dry bones to highlight the fact that just like people could be resurrected from the dead, so too, B'nai Yisrael will be resurrected from exile, and they're going to nationally resurrected, and they're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. And now, what's going on? Daniel is actually planning for this redemption, for this return to Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, and our rabbis teach, Ba'osa Eitz, Shosha Hayu Ba'osa Eitzah. Three beings had the same idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, all three of them, God, Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, all wanted Daniel not to be around. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, God said, Nezel, Daniel, Mehacha, Daniel should leave here. Till Olemu, B'schus Natsul. So the nation of the world won't say that Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah were saved in the merit of Daniel. He was very famous, very popular. But it wanted to be known that it was only in the merit of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It wasn't some miracle that Daniel formed. I want to be clear that God saved Chaim Yishon Azariah and that God still has a relationship with the Jewish people. Daniel said, I'm going to leave here. So they won't fulfill with me the pasuk that the idols of their gods you should burn in fire. There's a Torah obligation that we're supposed to burn Avodah Zarah. So what does it do with Daniel? The issue is that the Babylonians worship Daniel as a god. And therefore, maybe because they worship him as a god, Daniel was concerned that if he would go in the furnace, he would actually be burnt, because somehow this would be a fulfillment of this pasuk. Even though he himself said, I'm not a god, he's protesting, I'm not a god. But he was still concerned they would throw him in the fire and then this would happen to him. And Nebuchadnezzar said, Yazil Daniel Mehacha, Daniel should leave here. So they were concerned that if Daniel doesn't bow down to the idol, then Nebuchadnezzar will have to throw Daniel into the furnace, and then people will be upset because they would say that he burnt his god in the fire, because Daniel was like a god in his eyes. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar worshipped Daniel as a god? As the pasuk says, Beidain Malka Nebuchadnezzar the Falan Pohi. After Daniel solved the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar, that the rest of his assistants, advisors could not solve, Beidain Malka Nebuchadnezzar Nafalap Alan Pohi, that he fell on his face, Ul Daniel Sigid, and he bowed down to Daniel. So he viewed him as a god. The Gemara then tells a story of other individuals who were killed in the fire. After Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from the fire, there were two other false prophets who were burnt in the fire. And here it says, it brings the story of Ko Amar, it says in Sefer Yirmiyahu, he brings a pasuk, the Gemara brings a pasuk, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvako, so said Hashem, El Kei Yisrael, El Acha Ben Kolya, Ve'el Tzidkiyo Ben Masiyah, Hanivim Bimlochem Bishmi LaShaker. So God says about Achav ben Koloya and Tzidkiyah ben Maaseiah that they are false prophets. Suksiv, v'lukach b'hem klala chol galus Yisrael asher b'vav leimor yisimcha alkim yisimcha Hashem kitzigyah chachav, that there will be a curse for all the exile of Yehuda that's in Bavel, saying that God should, a curse will be said, that God should make you like Tzidkiyah and Achav asher kala melch b'vav leish, that the king of Bavel kalam burnt them in fire. Asher Srafam lo nemar, the pasuk say Asher Srafam, Asher Kalam. What's between Srafam and Kalam? Amar of Yochanan, Mishim Mishim Yochai, Malamit Shasam Kiklayos. They made them like toasted grains or toasted kernels. That Srafa is, they say in the Torah, the capital punishment of Srafa is they're burned from the inside. You put hot lead in inside, so, and that's how they're burnt. Kalam is that they were burnt from the outside. So why were they burnt? Why were these Nevi Sheker burnt? So Gemara says, Yan asher asu nevel b'Yisrael v'inafu es neshe re'ehem. This is because they engage in a nevela. Nevela seems like an immorality, a disgrace. And they engage in niuf, in adultery, with the wives of their friends. So Mayavid, what did they do? Azu lagali brati Nebuchadnezzar. They went by they went to the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Achav amarla. Achav said to her, "Kol Mar Hashem, he shami al Tzidkiyo." Basically, you should listen. You should be intimate with Tzidkiyo. And Tzidkiyo said, "Kol Mar Hashem." So said Hashem, "He shami al Achav." Should be intimate with Achav. Azov amarla leilavua. She went to her father. Said, "This is what these two prophets told me to do." Amar lo, he said to her, Elohim Shalelu, Elohim Shalelu, the God of these of the Jews, Soni Zima, he doesn't like this immorality. This can't be true. Kiyasu legabach shadvina legabai. When they come to you, send them to me. Kiyasu legabach shidar tinhu legabai avua. So when they came to her, they sent them to her father, to Nebuchadnezzar. Amar lo, Nebuchadnezzar said to these two false prophets, Amar lo, Lachon, who said, you should say this to my daughter? Amar, they said, Akash Baruch Hu, God said this. V'chananya Mishael v'Azaria shaltinu. Yeah, but I asked this Shilat, Chanan Mishael v'Azaria, is she allowed to sleep with you? V'amrulei, aser, they said, this is forbidden. We're prophets just like them. Hashem didn't say this to them. He said it to us. And in other words, some of the Farshim say that, but doesn't say in the Torah that you can't commit adultery. So yeah, but this is different. We're Nevi'im. And we are telling her to be intimate with us so she can be pregnant with a Navi. And that's very chashiv. So you can override the prohibition of niyuf, of adultery, in order to have children who are Nevi'im. That's what they said. So Amar Lahu, and by the way, even though they weren't successful with the daughter of Nebuchadnezzar, but the Ben Yoyada explained that the story indicates that they used this tactic to commit adultery with other women. So Amar Lahu, Ana Baina de Iv de Kinhu, Kihe Dive Daktinhu. I want to check you, just like I checked Lachanai Mishal Nazaria. They passed the test. They end up alive. So I'm going to see if you're true prophets or not. I'm going to throw you in the fire. Amarle, Achav Tzigal said, wait a second. Inu and Tlasa, Avu, Anan Trey, there are three. We're only two. So Amarlehu and Nebuchadnezzar said back to them, Bachu lechon man de boy subadaich. Okay, you can choose someone else to go in the fire with you. So Amru, so Achav Tzigal said to Nebuchadnezzar, Yeshua Kohen Gadol. Yeshua Kohen Gadol, we want him to come with us. He's now in Eretz Yisrael. We want him to come. Why they choose him? Savri, Lesi, Yeshua, Dinefish, Zechusi, Magna, Alam. Yeshua should come. He's a Kohen Gadol. He has a great merit, and he'll protect us. Achis Yuhu. So, and also, by the way, it was asked, there was another great person at this time also, Daniel. So why did they pick Yeshua, not Daniel? Ben Yoyada says that the Kohen Gadol, what does he do? He goes into Kodesh Kedashim. In the Kodesh Kedashim, there's a spiritual fire. And there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's the holiest, it's the most intimate relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a spiritual fire, and the Kohen Gadol goes in, and he's not killed. So they thought that he would actually be able to protect them better than Daniel. He also suggested maybe they thought that Daniel was so much greater than Achav Tzigiel that maybe there'd be a miracle only for Daniel and not for them. So they thought he's a good choice. So Achis Yuhu, so they brought Yeshua from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Shadinu, they threw them all into the fiery furnace. Inu iklo, Achav Tzigiel were burnt. Ve'ilu Yeshua Kohen Gadol icharuchi money. And Yeshua Kohen Gadol, his clothing was burnt a little bit. Shneimar's pasuk says, "Ve'reinos Yeshua Kohen Gadol omei lifnei Malach Hashem." That Yeshua Kohen Gadol showed me. Zechariah said that he showed me. Yeshua Kohen Gadol standing before the Malach Hashem, v'chsiv, and it's written, "Ve'omar Hashem el Satan." And Yigar Hashem Echa Satan, Hashem said to the Satan, he says that Haloza Ud Mutzo Meish. It seems that Yeshua, that he is like an Ud, like a piece of wood that is burnt a little bit in fire. So it seems that Yeshua, his clothing was burnt in fire a little bit. It was burnt a little bit. Omar Lein Nebuchadnezzar says to Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Yodana tzaddikat, I know that you're a righteous person. Lamaitama ahanya bach porsa nura. What's the reason that the fire burnt your clothing a little bit? Chanai Mishal Nazaria lo ahanya buklau. And the fire did not even touch Chanai Mishal Nazaria. So Raleigh, Yeshua Kohen Gadol said to the king, Inu tlasa havu v'anachat. Yeah, there were three, so they were able to protect each other, and I'm just one. Amalei Nebuchadnezzar said back to Yeshua, Vaha Avram yachid hava. Yeah, but Avram was also one. So and he was saved. So Hasim Lavu Rishon Bade Vlois Yehu Rishus Lenura. Now that was different with Avram. He didn't have any wicked people by him, so the fire didn't have the right to burn at all. Haka here Havu Rishon Bade Vishu Rishus Lenura. There were wicked people with me, and the fire was given the right to be burnt. Hainu Dami Inche Trei Ude Yabishe Vechad Retiva Oktan Yabishe Lertiva. That's what people say. If you put two logs into a fire that are dry and one that's moist, the dry logs will burn even the moist one a little bit. So that's the point, that because he was with wicked people, he got affected too. But the Gemara says, come on. That was all. He was only trying to push off the Ruach HaNetzer. My Tami Inash. What's the real reason why he was punished? Amra Papa. Or Papa says, "Show you bun of nosim nashim she'en hagunas lakuna." That his children married women who are not appropriate for to be kohanim, to be married to kohanim. V'lo micha b'hem. He doesn't protest. Shneimar, as it says, "V'yashu ha'yelavish b'gadim tzoim." Yeshua was wearing dirty clothing. V'chidarkish Yeshua lilbosh b'gadim tzoim. Is it? The proper way of Yeshua to wear dirty clothing. Alam alayim, what does it really mean? Sheyubana of nosim noshim hagunos lakahuna. That his daughters, his children, married women who weren't appropriate to marry Kohanim. And lo micha bohen. And he did not protest. So when a Kohen Gadol does not protest the sin, then it can, then what do we see? What's the message? He didn't protest. And what happens? He ends up being thrown in a fire and being burnt a little, or in being in the same situation as two wicked people. And I think the theme, a lot of what's going on here, is we are learning about people who sin and people who don't sin, but they don't protest sin. There's maybe Chanan, Mishael, and Azariah, maybe we said in the beginning of this year that maybe they should have protested a bit. And because they didn't protest the people for who were worshiping the idol, so then they, according to Rav and Shmuel, they die because of Ayin Hara, or because the rest of the Jewish people were disgraced. And here we find that Yeshua Kohen Gadol was also punished a bit because he also didn't protest. As if you're a leader, you're held to a high responsibility. I think we also learn about Tzidkiyah and Achav, that these Nevi'i Sheker, that there's a relationship between Nevi Sheker, if they believe in God, one God, or, and if they don't, then they don't have a good sense of morality. And here there's a linkage between religion and morality. Then the true Nevi'im are individual, like Chaim, are people who are faithful to God, and they don't engage in morality. The people who don't believe that there's one God, and they believe in false gods, they're also immoral. And that was the belief of Chazal during this time.